We're going to look at the first piece of Mehashilayach on Parshas Yisrael. Vayishma Moshe lekol choisnoi vayas kol asher amar. Yisrael told Moshe Rabbeinu that he has to establish a system of courts, that it's impossible for Moshe alone to be the single and only judge of all of the people in Klal Yisrael. Like Teva Dover Shato, Yisrael said to him, Naval Tibo Gamato Gamma Mazasher Yimoch, Kichaved Mimuchahadavar Lusuchala Sehil Vadech, Loisuchal Sehul Vadech. So there are a number of questions that immediately come to mind. One is that clearly Moshe Rabbeinu himself must have understood that it is impossible for him alone on an ongoing basis to be the only judge, the only shofet and dayan in Klal Yisrael. That's first of all. Impossible. Second of all, how is it that Yisroi, who is just such a newcomer, becomes the person to add and to teach this very important part of Torah? Yisroi of all people? Yisroi who was not born of the Avos Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, who was from Midian? And this is such an important part of Torah. Let's understand that this is how Torah ultimately is played out, how it is put into effect under the guidance and in accordance with the halachic rulings of the great men of Israel. It's a fantastic and important construct, dinin. And he, Yisroi, is the one who gives it to us and who teaches it to us. So the Meshulach, the Ishbitza, looks at the word Amar. And because it's the end of the Pasuk, instead of Amar with the Patach, it's a Kameitz, Kol Asher Amar. But truthfully, Amar means all that was said. Whereas Amar always means what he said, Kol Asher Amar means all of that which was said. Implication being that there was something here that was said independent of Yisroi. That Yisroi was tuned into something that was said, but it was said and Moshe understood that it was said, and Moshe knew it's going to be said, and it's said by the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. It's much bigger than anything Yisroi could have conceived of. So Yisroi was a very, very mere messenger of a very high concept that he, Yisroi himself, was not necessarily fully aware of its meaning, its depth, its importance. Let's see it inside. Vayishma Moshe lekol choisnei vayas kol asher amor, hatam shenichtav kol asher amor, b'seif pasuk. So that since it's at the seif pasuk, it's nakud, lihiyos nakud b'kameitz, tachas amem. Amor meaning that which was said, not necessarily that which he, Yisroi, said. Is gam kein lahoyreis ki gam Yisroi lahoyo yodeya oimek dvarov. Ad heichin kiven, Yisroi did not understand the depth and profundity of what he had said when he said we need to have a hierarchy. He didn't understand how important it is. He did not understand how basic it is. Rav Tzadik explains. Remember, Rav Tzadik was a Talmud of the Me'ashiloyach. That this is the entire concept of Torah Shebal Peh. Organization of dinin. Organization of the laws. And organization of those who put the laws into effect. Stratification. Sarei Alofim, Sarei Meyos, Sarei Chamishim, Sarei Asoros. This is Torah Shebal Peh. However, Moshe Rabbeinu, Rak Moshe Haven Dvarov. Moshe heard more deeply and more profoundly than Yishma, Vayishma. Moshe means he heard more fleshed out, more detailed, with every reason behind how important everything Yisro says might be. So Yisro was being a practical person. Moshe Rabbeinu understood how profoundly important the idea of dinin is, and in this way, with organization, and with it being broken down and spread with Sari Alofim, Sari Mei, Sari Chameshim, Sari Asarois, that you have this idea of circumstances that are similar but not exactly the same. And so they spread and they pull apart from one another. And then they subdivide yet again and yet again into yet smaller, more unique categories as we apply the Torah using the wisdom and the truths of Torah Shebal Peh. Moshe understood that that's what Yisro was saying, though Yisro didn't realize himself exactly what he was saying. Like Moshe Haven Dvarav is there, Kasher Amar. That's why it says Kasher Amar as opposed to Kasher Amar. Kasher Amar Bekometz, Sheli Yisro Gamkein Nisamru Hadvarim, V'lai Haven Ba'atzmai Erech Yikrusam. He didn't understand their own value and importance. This that it came through Yisroi, Reb Tzadik says, is because Yisroi, ultimately, the first ger, gives rise to the family of Keni. And the Keni give rise to Sisra, Yael, Eishes Chevera Keni, together with Sisra give rise to descendants who eventually become great leaders in Klal Yisrael, such as Rabbi Akiva. Such as Rabbi Akiva. And our Torah is the Torah of Rabbi Akiva.
Rabbi Akiva is a descendant of Yael?
According to one Medrash, Rabbi Akiva, who is a descendant of Gerim, is a descendant of that union of Yael, Eshes Chevra Keini, which is Yisra, and Sisra. Rabbi Tzadik says that the entire idea of being Moisif, a parsha in the Torah, Dafka, by Yisroi, is because that's the realm and the place and the role, eventually, of Rabbi Akiva. This, of course, is not something that Yisroi realizes. Yisroi doesn't understand that what he is suggesting is such a huge aspect of Torah Shebal Peh. But Moshe Rabbeinu did. And that's why the Torah says, Vayishma Moshe l'kol chosnoi v'yas kol asher amar. Moshe heard, not just the words, but the koil, meaning the whole effect of what Yisrael was saying, and how important it is, and that this is taking the Torah, and knowing how to apply it, and understanding how it grows, and how it spreads, and applies itself to all circumstances through the shivilim, through the paths, unahara unahara, and through the rivers of Torah Shebal Peh, each in accordance with its path. So it's great and important things. Moshe recognized them as such as soon as Yisro said them, more so than Yisro understood what he had said himself. Okay. Va'ata. Let's see the next piece. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to tell Klal Yisrael, Im Shemaya Tishmu B'Kaili, Shemaratem Ez Brisi, V'yisim Li Segula Mikol Amin. He says, Inyan Segula, what does Segula mean? Segula is, Hainu Oitzer U'Klikibol L'Kabel Kol Ginze Melochim. Segula means the ability to take in all treasures, Kol Ginze Melochim. Meaning, the Melech Malchim Lachim wants to provide us with Kol Tov, with such beneficence. Segula means you'll be able to be Mekabel, all of the good, all of the benefit, meaning all of the Kedusha, let alone all of the Olam Hazadik a benefit.
There's a Gemara that used the word segula as a kind of a trust fund, right?
Yes. But he's going to say, he's going to quote, V'chein Omar, Hashem Yisbach L'Yisrael, She'yasa Yisim Kli Kibul Kadei She'yaniach Behem Kol HaTobiz V'abrochois She'yash Loi V'yuchlu L'Kablim. He wants them to be the Am Segula so that he can invest them with all the properties of greatness and all the benefits, and they should be able to receive them. And now he says, V'chein Omar HaRav HaKadosh HaYehudim Miparshischa Al Zeh HaPosach. He quotes the Yidah Kadosh, he says, Ki Ahavas Hashem Yisbarach L'Yisrael Hu B'derach Davar Segula Hainu B'li Shum Tam. And then again, Rav Tzadik explains, why is it that something that, for instance, brings about a refuah, or something that's a very good thing, that's a segula for having children, a segula for parnasa, is it a logical connection? Is it something of the seichel? No, it's not. That's why he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says segula, because it means a benefit that you cannot empirically understand and draw from dot to dot the cause of how and why this is received by Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, when taking Torah, becomes in a sense immeasurable in its greatness, and because of that, which may be a mistake, a weakness, a rifyon on the part of Klal Yisrael, which you would mathematically or scientifically say they would now not deserve. But you see, once you're an Am Segula, so the quality of the people is such that they are going to receive. The quality is such they're going to receive, even in ways which you cannot logically explain. Can you logically explain that Klal Yisrael today, L'moshel, Tafshin Ayin Ches, the Klal Yisrael has rebounded from what it went through and what was clearly the most catastrophic era that any nation has ever endured? And Klal Yisrael has not just rebounded, but it's vigorous and it's strong. Can you logically explain this? Or can you only say, V'hisimli, that your Kadosh Baruch Hu says you're going to be segula, Mikolam? So that's the concept of segula. Segula means special, so you can receive Birchas Hashem, Hisashir, even though it's not logically explainable. And again, like we said, Rav Tzadik says, that's why when something helps or brings about refuah, it's called a segula. Because it's not something you can logically explain. But it's part of that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to bring brachas, I'm going to benefit you in ways that cannot be understood. And that's because when you listen to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and you take on mitzvahs, even if later on there's tremendous weakness and flaws and imperfection, but what Rabbeinu Shel Olam accomplished then, and what we accomplished then, was that we offer the Am Segula. That doesn't change. That's what Maamar HaSinai is about, and why that expression appears specifically at Maamar HaSinai. That's when we became an Am Segula. Let's see the next piece. So the next piece, briefly, he says, not the Pasuk says, Yisimli Skula Kili Kola Amim. And if you're going to say, well, we're the only ones who are Zera Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, do you have anybody else? The Rabbeinu Shalom says, the world is full of people. I could have chosen any one of them. Notice that it doesn't say Kili Kola Amim, it says Kili Kola Haaretz. So once HaKadosh Baruch Hu has chosen Klal Yisrael, it's not even as if they, as Amim, are going to be given any distinction. It's fascinating how he is medayik. All the nations are mine. All the people in the world belong to me. They all have to do seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach. I gave rise to all of them. I gave life to all of them. They're all the descendants of Adam and of Chava. Rak achri asher bochar Hashem Yisbarach es amu Yisrael lechelkoi me'oz ein loy shum esek ima umos. his disconnect from other umais is so profound that the pasuk says that once you are the Am Segula, I just say, because earth is all mine. Kili kol ha'aretz. As opposed to saying all the people of earth are mine. Because that which has brought Am Yisrael to be so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu has also caused at the same time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu pulls away, if you will, meaning does not have that special relationship with any other Am ever again. Not al mehem abchira, meaning they're not chosen in any way. Doesn't mean they don't have free will. It means, he uses that expression, not al mehem abchira, meaning that there is nothing choice about any nation in the world. V'lo yitochein likroi lehem shem miyuchad rak heim nechlolim b'chlal aretz. Now, let's see the next piece. Now, let's look first at the psukim in the Torah. Psukim in the Torah say that Ma'abed Har Sinai unfolded with Rabban Yishal Olam saying, Anoichi Hashem Alakecha, Shetzitzchem Eretz Mitzrayim Beis Avodim. But we understand that Moshe had a role to play, and here in Parshas Yisroel, the way it's described is Moshe Yedaber V'Elokim Ya'anenu V'Kol. It's a very, very, very difficult pasuk because Moshe Yedaber is written first. Then the pasuk says V'Elokim Ya'anenu V'Kol. Now the order obviously was first the Ribbono Shel Olam spoke, then Moshe Rabbeinu repeated the Dibros. Whether it's according to Rashi that he was exclusively the only voice we heard for the last eight, or we heard all ten. But either way, first the Ribbono Shel Olam said the Dibros, and then Moshe repeated them. But that's not what it says. Moshe Yedaber, Moshe spoke. V'Elokim Ya'anenu V'Kol. So therefore Rashi says, Moshe Yedaber means Moshe would say over that which the Ribbono Shel Olam had said. And Ya'anenu V'Kol doesn't mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would answer or respond. It means Ya'anenu, Hashem provided Moshe with the kol that was loud enough for Moshe to be heard. And the pasuk does begin by saying, Vayhi kol ha-shofar ha-lech v'chazek ma'od, that the shofar was getting louder and louder, which means became harder and harder for Moshe's words of repetition and explanation of the Aseres HaDibros to Klal Yisrael to be heard because the shofar was getting louder. So then that which the pasuk is saying is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the luchas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave over the content of the luchas to Aseres HaDibros and spoke the words of the Aseres HaDibros. Moshe repeated them to us. Moshe said them so we could understand them audibly, particularly the last eight. But in order to be heard, Ya'anenu V'Kol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu supplied him, provided him with the ability to have such a loud voice.
Acoustics.
Right. Okay. Says the Me'ah Shelah. V'nilmad mizeh b'meseches brachos. The Gemara Meseches Brachos learns from this an important halacha, that when there used to be a metargumen, when there was someone who used to explain in targum that which the pasuk just said, so that the Balkari read a pasuk, and then the metargum read an explanation of it out loud, pasuk by pasuk, the halacha is mikan shelo yagbia hameturgumen es koiloi yoisim hamavarech. That the mavarech, meaning the person who had the aliyah, who's laning, if he's laning at 85 decibels, then the metargum has to be no louder, meaning has to have no prominence greater than the Torah itself. He's merely saying a targum. So he has to be equal, but not louder than the kairi, the mevarech. Shenemar, Moshe yedaber, v'olikim yanenu v'kol. V'hu temua. This is a tremendously difficult idea. Ayin toisvus v'rif shehikshu, ki mizeh nira lehefech. It would seem the very opposite. Moshe Ya'anenu V'Kol means, Moshe speaking, Halakim Ya'anenu V'Kol, to get him louder, that he should be even louder. So, of course, Tosfos says that which the Ribbono Shel Olam was doing was simply making sure that his own voice, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's own voice, should be as loud as Moshe's. So Moshe's should not be louder than his, because that's not allowed. Moshe Yadaber, V'olakim Yanir V'kol means, and then the Rabbeinu Shel Olam would make sure that he, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, K'vayachol, when speaking, is not any lower in volume than Moshe was. Moshe has to be loud in order for Klal Yisrael to hear it. Whether or not Klal Yisrael is going to understand the Aseres HaDibros all, whether it's just sound which they heard in the last eight, but not individual words that they could understand. It was inexplicable to them, but they heard the sound of Hashem. But the point is, that sound was as loud as Moshe, whose voice had to be loud in order to be heard. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was no more quiet. He was not quieter than Moshe. And that's what the Pasuk is saying. That's what Tosfos says. Okay. Now, the Ishbitzer has a completely different understanding in telling us a tremendous idea of why this Pasuk says, as it does, Moshe Yedaber, V'alekim Yanin Abakal. Completely different idea. V'inyin b'zeh ki be'emes Moshe hayo aymer aseres hadibros li'Yisrael. Moshe is telling the Aseres HaDibros to Klal Yisrael. Certainly, we understand that maybe they heard this call, but the actual words, particularly again in the last eight, they are given over, they are articulated by Moshe Rabbeinu. In Moshe Rabbeinu's voice, those words are taught to us. Ach, b'sheirish hadavar. In the essence of how those words actually come to be a part of us, how those words become a part of every Yid in Klal Yisrael, that it's not just something we hear, but it becomes something that's a part of us. That it's given to us, and it's placed upon us, and then it is inhering. It's inhering in us. Ach b'sherish hadavar sheyuchkaku hadivrei Torah b'libos Yisrael. That the Torah should be etched in the hearts of the Yidden. That the Yidden's hearts and souls are now forever changed because the Rabbeinu Shel Olam has said, that we are from now on a completely different being. Because the Rabbeinu Shel Olam has given us Torah, has given us Aseres HaDibros, meaning that it's etched into our very being. That's something the Rabbeinu Shel Olam did. Rabbeinu Shel Olam is, as it were, etching into our hearts, meaning completely changing the neshamas, completely changing our beings. Moshe is telling it to us. We hear it, and we absorb it, we understand it, we're listening, we understand the words. But that it should completely alter who and what we are, that effect, that's the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. V'zeh ha'inyin asher Hashem Yisbarach kivayachal nikra meturgeman. Right? Because the meturgeman causes the person to understand what's being said, to feel the truth of it, to absorb it, and to become one with it. Haynu achash heyatsu aseres hadibros mipi Moshe liYisrael, chazar HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'chokach oisam b'libo. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam, after each dibra, is there to say, now that you heard this, you are changed. It's me. It's my Torah, what you've heard. It's me. It's a piece of me. It's a part, an aspect of what I am. And now, it is an aspect and a part of who and what you are. V'zehu shelo yagbia hameturgemen es koilei. And that's what it means when it says, Bermiza, the remez of the Gemara is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to us and says to us, this is now part of who and what you are. You are now identified with these Aseres HaDibros. The power with which he says that is no greater than the power with which Moshe Rabbeinu told it to us so we could hear it. That which we are mekabel Torah, that which it does change us to the extent that it alters our very being, through Moshe Rabbeinu saying it and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam being chokek, that these words of Torah impact us and change us. It could have been without Moshe Rabbeinu's measure. It could have been that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam will cause us kifi yecholtoi to be more powerfully altered, moved, changed. Kifi koicha yizbarach yoyse mikoich Moshe Rabbeinu olav ashol. Ach ksiv lekam oid navi biyisrael kemoshe. Because there's no navi kemoshe Rabbeinu, therefore it is impossible. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam does not want that anybody, even that which we have in revelation at Sinai, no one should be changed by that revelation. No one should be more profoundly and directly changed than Moshe Rabbeinu was. That's for Elikim Yanenu Bakal. That the Rabbeinu Shel Olam measured the change in each person so that the change in each person is not going to be greater than that which was affected via Moshe Rabbeinu hearing and via Moshe Rabbeinu giving over the Torah to us. V'hu shaloi heyir Hashem Yisbarach l'shum nefesh yoyisim el Moshe Rabbeinu olav ashol. No nefesh was given a greater measure of light and energy, meaning the bond with direct and unified identification of the person and the will and the Ratzayin HaBayre as made known to the person. That was greatest in Moshe Rabbeinu. And while it could have been even greater in any one of us, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam said, no, I'm not going to impact, I'm not going to have that kind of powerful revelation that changes and alters the person. I'm not going to do that to all of Klal Yisrael, where it's greater in any one of them than it was in Moshe Rabbeinu. V'zehu shlo yagbiya hamaturgim en eskoylo yoyser mehamavarech. That's what that Gemara is meramis to. It's meramis to the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu is saying to us and repeating to us the Torah he has heard, and it has done huge changes to Moshe Rabbeinu olav shalom, and it's going to make huge changes in us when the Rabbeinu Shel Olam causes it to make huge changes in us, but those changes will not be greater than they were in Moshe Rabbeinu. Hanu yoysim, hainu yoysim imadregos, Moshe Rabbeinu olav shalom.
So we're saying that the Torah reading is like the voice of Moshe, or like the voice of Hashem?
So the Torah reading is like the voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Metargim is the voice of Moshe. Okay. And Yanenu V'kol means literally, in terms of what the Gemara is saying, the Pasuk teaches us, Moshe's call was the same loud call as the Rabbeinu Shel Olam's. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam's was just as loud as Moshe's. That's how it has to be in the Kaira and Metargim situation as well. What the Meshulach is saying, however, is not just the loudness of the voice, the impact on the soul. That's what the Metargim is. After all, if you don't have a Metargim, you don't know what is being said. If you don't know what's being said, it doesn't do anything for you or to you. So therefore, what the Gemara's Meramis is that at Har Sinai, Moshe Rabbeinu says the Dibris, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam causes that his Torah, that his truths, as they are being said, change the person who hears it. The person is a completely different person. To what extent? By how much is the person changed? No more than Moshe Rabbeinu himself was changed. No more than Moshe Rabbeinu himself was brought to become getlich, to be godly, by those very words. The Gemara is saying, not louder. Not louder. Why? Because when Elokim Yanenu V'kol means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is causing the words to impact us and to change us and to become part of us, all of us were like Nevi'im at Har Sinai. All of us heard the Kol Hashem. We all saw and heard everything. We're all changed forever. But only as much as Moshe Rabbeinu was, but not more.
Moshe was the age. Moshe witnessed it. So he had
to. Moshe was obviously on a higher madrega. Right. He was physically on the mountain itself. And that's what the pasuk means. Moshe Adaber V'alikim Yaner V'kol. It's a remiss to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's doing the actual work of changing the Yid when the Yid hears the Torah. It's the Rabbeinu Shel Olam that's changing the Yid. How much? How profoundly? How personally? Very personally, but not more than it changed Moshe. Not more than it was a change and an altering of who and what Moshe was. Because the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu was the height of Nevuah, and no one. And this therefore means that every time a person opens up a Gemara and learns a Blat Gemara and learns the truths of Torah, who's changing you? Who's changing you? The Rebbein Shlom. The Rebbein Shlom is changing us. Person takes a Gemara and opens up a Gemara and learns a Blat Gemara and learns the truths of the Rebbein Shlom and starts to have Das Elohim, Das Hashem. So who's changing him? The Rebbein Shlom is changing. That's what happened at Har Sinai. For the first time, the Kadosh Baruch Hu made an impression, ke'ilu, like a physical impression, in the nature of each and every neshama and nefesh and klal Yisrael, to make us klei kibul. And he was chikik, right? He chiseled out these truths so that they would become a part of who and what we are, intrinsically a part of us. That's Ve'elikim Yanenu B'kol. So Moshe says it, says the Torah, says the Aseres Hadibros. Ve'elikim Yanenu B'kol means and HaKadosh Baruch Hu causes it to actually happen in us. Moshe causes us to hear it. Ve'elikim Yanenu B'kol means that the truth, meaning the Rebbein Shel Olam himself, causes those words to change us forever. And that is available to us still. A person takes a Gemara, a person opens up a pasuk and learns. What are we learning? We're learning about Hashem Yisparach himself. We're associating with the substance of what is the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Kivayachal. With the essence of what the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is. Getting a little in touch with it. And then we are changed by that. Who's changing us? The Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Because, Ha'elikim, Yanenu B'kol.